Again, thank you for being in the house of the Lord. If you have your Bibles with you, we're going to focus on the book of Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18. Amen. Pretty serious subject here found in the Word of God. And about halfway or so through the last book of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, so it is a revelation, and that is, the Bible said that he causeth all, that's everybody, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell. In other words, you will not be able to purchase anything or sell anything save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Verse 18 says, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. God's number is 7, man's number is 6, and his number is 666. All of us understand. I mean, there are people that don't even go to church, and they'll go to pay for their meal, and the cash register pops up. That will be $6.66. And almost invariably, somebody said, well, I got to buy something else. I ain't walking out of here with 666 on my receipt. Because everyone understands and comprehends what it is and what it represents in the Bible. Years ago, there began a preparation and a very soft touch to prepare us for the mark of the beast. I'll never forget, I was evangelizing, and the pastor brought up a little, it looked like almost a capsule about the size of a piece of rice. He said, check this out, Brother Marshburn. I said, what is that? He said, it goes underneath the skin of your dog or your cat or your turtle or your whatever animal you have. And if it was lost or stolen or whatever, and it goes to the vet, when they scan it, they are able to identify it. I said, are you serious? He said, yeah. He said, they just inject it, $5. They inject it under the, I don't know what it is now, but then it was $5. And you inject it underneath the skin. I said, okay, here we go. Here we go. Because if you'll notice in Revelation 13 there, it said in the hand or in the forehead. It didn't say on. People thought that there were going to be a big 666 on their forehead or on the back of their hand, but it said in. Small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. That was not possible until the computer chip. So yes, we're in the end time. We are in the last days. And now they're pushing it for the military. Some have a chip to where they can scan their hand and they can pay for their food or they can pay for other objects, possibly even do their bank account. I'm not interested because I'm not going to do it. I'm not saying that is the mark of the beast, but it's so close it might be a close cousin, and I don't want to become a relative. And so, but they're receiving the chip, and they can do, and for the most part, America feels, what's wrong with that? It's very convenient. You don't have to carry cash. People can't rob you. You don't have to carry credit cards. People can't rob you. It's a good idea. I never said it wasn't going to be a good idea. Even the devil's that smart. I said all of that to say this. We need to understand that there's a mark that's coming. There's a situation that's coming upon man. And it's going to come upon all men. And so let me introduce my title this morning and just tell you that we need to ride for the brand. It's Western Day, so why not? We need to ride for the brand. Now, if the enemy is going to have a brand, then surely the Lord has a brand. And we need to decide who we're going to ride for. And so I want to talk about that for just a few moments here this morning. I won't be lengthy. Amen. I know many of you have the Cracker Barrel to go to, and none of you have a saloon to go to. Praise God. So let's look to the Lord and pray, and let's ask God's will. Jesus, we love you, we lift you, we thank you, and we praise you. We're honoring today, we're exalting today, we are magnifying and glorifying the name of the Lord today, and we pray for nothing, absolutely nothing less than your perfect will to be done today in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I am bragging on our people. I am bragging on Landmark for your interest in church in the last days, because there are scriptures, amen, that warn us not to be lovers of pleasure, not to be lovers of the flesh, and not to be lackadaisical or Laodicean and lazy about church. And for those of you that are so consistent and persistent in your being here, I want to say thank you so much. I appreciate that. Those of you that work hard, labor, love, those of you that sacrifice and care, amen, and expend your time, effort, money, finances, and all of that to make this a success, even in the lazy, hazy end times of this generation, amen. My hat is off to you. Thank you so much for your giving it, living it, and your loving it. Amen. We celebrate with you because of your passion, your concern, and your desire to see Landmark truly succeed. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me just begin by simply saying we are name brand. We are name brand. I don't make any apologies for that. Amen. Number one, we are not generic. I know there's a lot of generic things out there, but for some reason, it just don't taste the same. It don't work as good. It don't even look as good. It don't act as good. But it's cheaper, and it's generic. Well, you can get generic cereal, and you can get generic whatever, but you can't have generic religion. You can't have a generic God. And you can't worship a generic name. His name is Jesus, and we are name brand, and we love the name of Jesus. Amen. So it's not generic. It's going to cost more, but I promise you, in the long run, you're going to get more. Amen. Because there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. You can call on all the names you want to call on, but when it comes down to Bible salvation and preparation for the kingdom of God, you got to call on the name of Jesus. And somebody ought to ride for the brand. Praise the Lord. In the old days, thieves got hung. Amen. I used to do a lot of Christmas banquets, and I used to do a lot of comedy and things of that nature. Just stand flat-footed and tell a few jokes and make people laugh and have a good time. But I don't do a lot of that anymore because things are a little bit different. Amen. You can't say, you know, I used to have to climb a water tower to defend my sister's honor, because that's redneck. And you could get shot right in the middle of service, amen, if you make fun of rednecks. And I remember it was a cultural meeting. You can't ask somebody to come and do comedy when there's 35 different cultures out there. What are you going to talk about? And it went over just as good as it's going over right now. And I sat down. And in fact, I just got a few more laughs than I got then. But I got to tell you this. This cowboy came riding into town and he was a little bit sissy. I'm sorry. He was a little bit sissy. And he rode in and there was a huge crowd. And they were all gathered around. And he came riding in. And he came up to the crowd and he said, "Hey guys, what's going on around here?" One of them looked at him and he said, "Well, we're having a hanging. In this town, we hang all horse thieves and sissies." And that guy said, "Oh, really?" Thank you so much. Amen. And so, listen, I'm just here to tell you, in the old days, thieves got hung. And in the new days, they're still thieves. Amen. The Bible said the thief comes to rob and to steal and to take away. But if the good man of the house knew that the thief was coming, he'd stay awake and be prepared. What I'm preaching today is that we need to ride for the brand. Amen. And when we ride for the brand, we're alert. We're awake. We've got to come out of the fog and we've got to come out of the sleep. We've got to come out of the slumber. Samson, you got to shake yourself one more time. The enemy is upon you and he wants to steal everything you have. But if we could just shake ourselves and wake up and understand, amen, that thieves get hung around here. Amen. And we need to bow up and say, "All right, I don't want to be a thief and I don't want to be a robber and I don't want anybody stealing from me. I don't want anybody to rob me of my children. I don't want anybody to rob me of my family." Hello? Amen. I don't care what Hollywood has to offer. I don't care what this generation has to offer. Amen. You may sit and think you're cool as all cool can be. Amen. But let me tell you something. There's something hot waiting for the cool. Amen. If you go to sleep and let the thieves of this generation rob you and steal from you're not riding for the brand. Amen. We need some folks that can stand for the brand. We need some folks that can make up their mind. We need some folks with some gut, grit, determination. Amen. Pardon the expression, but we need men again. And we need women again. And we need strong-hearted young people that don't flop around and flap around with everything that comes around. Is this okay? Hello? If you're a man, be proud you're a man. If you're a woman, be proud you're a woman. There's no competition. Hallelujah. I can't be a woman. And men and women can't be men. And so what do we need? We need men and we need women. Don't you ride into town and ask me what's going on around here. Amen. Because I'll tell you right now. Hallelujah. In this town we hang horse thieves and sissies. I'm just kidding. I'm going to walk away from that. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I'm just telling you. Amen. Men, be men. Hallelujah. It's not fair for our ladies to be half depressed because they don't know what you're going to do. They don't know what decisions you're going to make. They don't know what directions you're going to go. Amen. There's nothing solid. There's no lines about you. Amen. Why don't you wake up one morning and draw the line and say, "As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." Somebody please tell me what's wrong with that. Set your face toward Jerusalem like a flint and get yourself a made up mind. Amen. There's a difference between taking from God what you want and receiving from God what you need. Amen. There's things I want, but my need should supersede that. Amen. So ask yourself, before you make life decisions, ask yourself before you waste a day, before you waste a week, before you waste a month, where you should be and what you actually should be doing. Amen. And make up your mind. Get a determination about yourself. Amen. Bring your family with you to the altar. Bring your family with you to the church. Bring your family with you to prayer meeting. Worship with your family. Pray over your food with your family. Devote your family to God. Let your family hear Jesus on your tongue every now and then. Let them hear your words and worship. Let them see you crack open a Bible. Let them see you have revival. You didn't expect me to wear all this stuff and not talk about man stuff, did you? Praise God. Ride for the brand. Amen. Hallelujah. Number one, ride for the brand because of the gathering. Amen. At branding time, everyone bears the same mark. And they gather the herd. Amen. Do you want the mark of the best? Or of the beast? Or do you want the mark of the best? We talk about this each year, but it bleeds over into every day. Amen. Which mark do we want to wear? The mark of the best or the mark of the beast? We cannot wear both of them. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a convenience that people can have. A whole lot of fun and a little bit of Jesus. But I'm telling you, that will come home to hit you hard. And when it hits you hard, I hope we can salvage you. But amen. The Bible says that the rock rabbit finds a place. It's called a coney. He finds a place in the rocks, and that's his safety. But it also says that when locusts invade, the ones that are alive will crawl over the dead bodies of their comrades and move on to the future. I hope you make it, but if you don't, I am. I hope you make it, but if you don't, somebody else is. I hope you don't die. I hope you don't perish. I hope you don't fall away and fade away and to get to the point you're so lost we don't even know where you are, that you don't even know where your head is. You don't even know where your heart is. Don't get to that place, ladies and gentlemen, but make up your mind that you're going to ride for the brand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember one time when Brother and Sister Whitman, when they were living here, their neighbor saw me chasing my one cow. I had one cow, and I was chasing that dude trying to get him in the barn. And I heard my neighbor's voice. His name was Sam. And Sam said, "Hey, Marshburn, what are you doing?" And I replied, "I'm gathering my herd." I had one cow. I'm glad it was only one because I couldn't even gather that. Amen. The Bible said that the culls will be pulled out. And that they will be set apart and separated from the herd, and they will be left. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me and hear me clearly. There's a gathering going on. There is a gathering. We got four people that have never been baptized in Jesus' name to baptize today. Amen. But we've got more than four that probably won't even be here next Sunday. Somebody help me, Jesus. Lift your hands and let's pray. Would you help me do that? Amen. Praise God. Because even while I'm saying it's not important, even while I'm saying it's not a priority, I got plans. Who are you to say, I am nobody, and I am not going to say you got to be here. Amen. But you think about it, and you talk to Jesus about it, and find out what he says. Amen. He's the name, and he's the brand. Hallelujah. And what he says, I don't care how you think about it, but what he says, as for me, that goes. Somebody shout, "Holy Ghost, help us." Amen. Amen. And so, number two, ride for the brand because you want to finish well. Does anybody want to finish well? Does anybody want to finish? Hello. Praise God. Amen. Why don't you finish what you started? There's too many people that have too much invested to fade away and fall out now. Amen. I'm telling you, when I see that begin to happen, it breaks my heart and it breaks my spirit a little bit. Each time it chisels a piece away from me, because there's people that have given thousands. There's people that have invested their time, their efforts, and you can't hardly find them anymore. Amen. I'm saying, Lord, let me dig around it one more time. Let me fertilize it one more time. Let me try to water it one more time. And so here I am, and God's given me opportunity and privilege. Would you please receive the water? Would you please receive the fertilizer? Would you please let me dig around the root one more time? Amen. And come on, snap out of it. Hallelujah. Get on your horse and let's ride. We've got work to do. We've got people to save. We've got a God to serve. We've got the Holy Ghost to worship. My. Amen. Ride for the brand because you want to finish well. That, ladies and gentlemen, is something you cannot do for yourself. Leaders need followers. Followers need leaders. You might want to write this down. This is just absolutely phenomenal. Pastors need congregations. And congregations need pastors. Bible studies need teachers. Teachers need Bible studies. God needs worshipers. And worshipers need God. Hallelujah. Number three, the reason you ride for the brand is because you want to die. And I'm hammering on Brother Ben Mendoza right now because he stepped in the office. He said, my wife said, I need to get me a pair of boots. And I said, you do need a pair of boots. And you need them specifically today for what I'm going to say in my sermon. He said, oh boy. And this is it. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to die with our boots on. Brother Ben, you're in the safety zone because I'm talking about a spiritual boot. And today you got your boots on, buddy. That's a fact. Praise the Lord. And so we need to die with our boots on. Don't let death catch you unaware. Don't let the end of life catch you by surprise. Amen. You look for it. You see it coming. You know it's coming. Amen. Get your boots on. Let's get everything out of life we can possibly get. Is that a good policy? Custer had a battle at Little Bighorn. It cost him his life. It cost all of his troops their lives. And they went down before so many red warriors. But it will always be said. It was said in history. And that's where the phrase came from. That they went down with their boots on. They went down fighting. You can go to where that little war zone took place even today. And you can see holes where those troops dug out holes with their rifle butts and lay in those holes and shot at Indians until the moment they breathed their last breath. The only thing that was saved was Custer's horse. The Indians, deeply honored and respected General Custer and his troops for their bravery, and they saved Custer's horse. When the battle was over, the Indians stood on their steeds silently as Custer's horse ran back and forth in honor of those troops. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you, the enemy that is against you, the day you die, will have honor and respect for you because you never gave in to him. And the last thing that this cowboy wants is for the devil to laugh at me when I breathe my last breath. I live my life to overcome my enemy and to conquer this world and to satisfy my God. Amen. So they went down. Amen. with their boots on, simply meaning they died fighting. Not fearful, not lounging, not compromising, not cowards and runaways. Since when did you ever not have to fight for what is right? We may lose some battles, but the war will be won. Amen. I got a call, actually, last night. I got the message, but it was too late to call back. Lady called from Louisiana. I want to share it with you. I don't know what's going on. People have their eyes on Landmark for some reason. And she called. She said, there's a young man that goes to college with my daughter. She said, he's so full of the Holy Ghost. He's only 19 years old. He's just a kid. My daughter's 20. She's just a kid. She's full of the Holy Ghost. She said, I have to tell you, I'm a backslider. She said, but I have compassion and I have a passion for this boy. And she said, my daughter started a Bible club and ministry in the college. And she said, she only has six right now, but he's one of them. And she said, he's relocating to Lexington. She said, I'm going to be honest with you again. I don't even know him, but he's coming to Lexington. But he's so full of the Holy Ghost, and he wants to live for God and serve the Lord. And she said, so I got him. She said, I have a great job. I work on the pipeline here in Louisiana. And she said, I got him a job working on a pipeline somewhere in Lexington. I didn't even know we were working on a pipeline. And so she said, he's going to be going to Lexington and working through the summer, coming back for college. And she said, can he go to your church? Can he be a part of what you guys are doing? Can he just simply letting you know that God knows that it's in our guts to die with our boots on and to continue doing what we've got to do. And then the Lord will send those. The Lord will send those. The Lord will send those that we need to help us to get where we're going as we continue to help those across our country and around our world. Amen. So he's on his way. Amen. And we're going to be a blessing to him, and he's going to be a blessing to us. But how many more are on their way because we refuse to give up? They want our God. They want our services. They want the Holy Ghost. They want our songs. They want our activities. They want who we are. They want what we do. And ladies and gentlemen, can I tell you as your pastor that that's exactly what we're going to give them. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we may lose some battles, but the war will be won. We will die with our boots on, riding for the brand. Amen. You may have been thrown a couple times. How many of you have ever been thrown off a horse? All right. You may have been thrown, but you always get back up. Amen. I remember the first horse I bought. Her name was Lightning, because that's exactly what she was. But I didn't know she didn't have any brakes. I mean, I should have known. You don't buy a horse for about $100 and expect it not to have something wrong. And so she could outrun state troopers, but she couldn't stop. And I wind up in the hospital because of her. Amnesia and all of this. And then when I woke up, I looked at my dad, and he said, how you doing, buddy? I said, I'm doing pretty good. I said, I guess I'll sell that horse. He said, no, you won't. I said, Dad, look where I'm at. He said, I don't care. He said, you're going to get back on that horse is what you're going to do. And I thank God he made me do that, because I've loved horses ever since. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get back on. Amen. Praise God. Could it be that there's a spiritual lesson to be learned? What did Jesus say? He said, go into this city, and he said, you'll find a colt that's never been ridden. That's the one I want. So sit here tough. Sit here smug. Sit here like you got the world by the shoulders and wrapped around your fingers, and you're playing it like you want to play it. But let me tell you something. There was a colt that never been ridden, but there was a rider that had never been thrown. And he rode that thing into town, and he broke it. please don't act and don't behave as if you can't be broken, because you can be broken. And if he sent warnings to you, that's all they are, is warnings. That's not near what can happen and what can be. So the best thing that we can do is humbly submit ourselves to the King of Kings and ride for the brand. And let him keep his hand of anointing upon us, and that we can work for him, live for him, serve him. Amen. Jesus is, look at John chapter 8 and verse number 44. This is what Jesus said about somebody. He said, you're of your father, the devil. And the lust of the father, of your father, that's what you're going to do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the truth. Somebody shout truth. Say it again. Say it again. Because there is no truth in him. Talking about the devil. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar. And he is the father of it. So he is a liar and the father of lies. Those of you that have trouble with Jesus being both father and son, amen. You need to have problems with the devil being both father and son. So listen, the devil's brand is a lie. Bottom line, look at Galatians 6:17. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. He said, Paul said, I bear the marks of the Lord Jesus. John 14:6. Let's go to John 14:6. Did I write that down? Let's find it. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Okay, so the devil is what? A lie. So Jesus is what? The truth. Who's going to ride for the brand? Let's stand. I may as well stay with the motion. We need ranch hands that'll ride for the brand. There's an end time roundup taking place right now as I speak. Calling all cowgirls, calling all cowboys. There ain't nothing between. There's no fuzzy lines. Amen. Praise God. And he's calling those that will accept, those that will receive, those that will not only, let's just say, those that will act it, those will live it, those that have a determination, and those that have a made-up mind. Amen. Not hot and cold, on, off, here and there, everywhere, but those that will make up their mind. I am fearful of one thing, and that is this. I don't know how many more times, Brother Ben, I'm going to get to preach like this. I don't know how many more times I'm going to get to challenge, to charge. I don't know how many more times I'm going to get to warn. Yesterday, while eating with another preacher, he got a phone call and said, yes, ma'am, we'll pray right now. And a lady in this church called and said, pray for my daughter. She just fell on the ground and she's turning blue. Just a few moments later, she called back and said she died. Who is this daughter? She's a backslider. She went through the drinking. She went through the drugs. She went through all this stuff and all this. And she was trying to get her way back, trying to get it all together. But you see, her timing and God's timing didn't come together. She wanted God's timing to be her timing, but God demands that our timing is his timing. Didn't come together. She died without God. Another thing hard for our generation to believe, that people literally die without God, and that there is a hell, and that there is a devil. The devil's best kept secret is that there is no eternal torment. Another sermon. But what I'm asking for today, and my wife gave it to me this morning, she said, "So what you going to preach about, the hitching post?" I thought, ding. I need some folks that will come and tie up to the hitching post and never untie the reins again. Would you come? Would you come? Shouldn't be a one thing to think about. There should not be one thing to even consider. Somebody that will just come and connect. Someone that will just come and tie into it. Someone that will just come and give to it. I'm here to live it, Lord. I'm here to give it, Lord. I'm here to share it and to care about it. I'm here to make it serious. I'm here to make it right. I'm here to make it real. I'm here to make it true. I want to be faithful. Lord, I want to surrender. I want to submit. I want to dedicate, relegate. I want my life to count. And I don't want to be wasted.
To feel the warmth of your embrace.
Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord.
Bring me back to you. You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed.
You're all that I want, Lord.
You're all I want. Help me know you.
Not my agenda. Not my list to do for you.
Never let me go.
But whatever your will is, whatever your desire is, whatever you need me for, whatever I need to be, anything for you, Jesus. Anything for you, Lord. Anything for you. You're my desire.
No one else will do.
No one else will do.
'Cause nothing else can take your place.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
I've got to feel the warmth of your embrace.
Help me find my way, Lord.
Jesus' name.
Help me find a way.
I got to get close. I've got to get close.
Never let me go.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
Lay it all down again.
Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God.
Desire. No one else will do, Lord. No one else will do.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Nothing else can take your place.
Nothing else can take your place.
I've got to feel the warmth.
I've got
the warmth of your embrace. Oh, help me find my way, Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Help me find my way.
Don't you leave this place without Him being near. Let's worship Him one more time. Let's give Him praise, glory, honor, and thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Go with God. Let God go with you. We'll see you this evening early in the prayer room. Let's have great church.